From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Harvey, the devastating storm that flooded a huge swath of Houston, Texas, America's fourth largest city, and forced thousands of people from their homes, made landfill again on Wednesday. It moved to the east and drenched the neighboring state of Louisiana. The storm gradually is weakening as it moves inland and away from Houston, where untold numbers of people remain trapped in their homes, marooned by churning, muddy waters that often are waist deep. President Trump visited Texas on Tuesday. He will return to the state on Saturday to see more of the devastation from the biggest storm to hit the United States in a decade. Damages expected to reach tens of billions of dollars. The U.S. president and his defense secretary issued divergent comments on Wednesday about how to respond to North Korea's advancing ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized, "The United States is never out of diplomatic solutions when it comes to dealing with North Korea." That comment was made after President Trump said that talking is not the answer. Mattis was responding to a question about Trump's tweet on Wednesday morning on dealing with the threat of North Korea following its most recent ballistic missile test, in which a projectile flew over Japan. In the president's tweet, he said the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. All options are on the table. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. UN investigators report Venezuela's systematic use of excessive force during anti-government demonstrations and extensive violations against protesters is a deliberate policy to repress political dissent and instill fear in the population. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA at the release of a report by the UN Human Rights Office on Venezuela.
Members of the ruling ZANU-PF.
The report covers the period between April 1st and July 31st. It documents 124 deaths linked to the protests being investigated by the Attorney General. Civil society groups have documented 157 deaths. Security forces and pro-government armed groups reportedly are responsible for 73 deaths. The UN says responsibility for the remaining 51 has not been determined. Its report says investigations also have been opened into nearly 2,000 injuries incurred during the demonstrations, the majority from tear gas inhalation. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, says the policies pursued by the authorities in their response to the protests has been at the cost of Venezuelans' rights and freedoms.
The report identifies serious violations of due process and patterns of ill-treatment, which in some cases amounted to torture.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rains in Mumbai, India, had eased by Wednesday, but meteorologists are warning they may resume in the next 48 hours. At least six people have been killed by monsoons in the city, India's financial capital. Torrential rains brought Mumbai to a halt Tuesday, making roads impassable and briefly shutting the suburban rail network used by millions of commuters. Thousands of people were stranded in their offices overnight. Trains were mostly running at full function by Tuesday evening, but traffic remained chaotic and offices and schools were largely closed on Wednesday. With a population of over 20 million, the coastal city of Mumbai is just the latest to be hit by floods that have killed over 1,200 people this summer across India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. At least 1.7 million Muslims began the yearly Hajj pilgrimage Wednesday in Saudi Arabia at Mecca, Islam's holy site. More than 100,000 security personnel are on hand this year to try to help avoid tragedies similar to one in 2015, in which nearly 2,300 people were killed. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.